All topics, comments, and opinions in this podcast are for educational and informational purposes.
Greetings, and welcome to today's video. I just wanted to talk to you about the FTX issue, the FTX marketplace exchange, and how they went bankrupt and how that affects you, could affect you. It could affect you in different ways. If you are an FTX exchange member and you had tokens, assets on FTX, you may find that those assets have been frozen because FTX has declared bankruptcy. And when an exchange does that, well, exchanges, they keep their tokens and their customer tokens in wallets that are commingled. So what that means is they keep their assets and your assets pretty much in the same place. So it makes it very difficult when it comes time for a bankruptcy to separate the two. How does this affect you? Well, like I said before, if you are one of the FTX customers, you may find it difficult, if not impossible, to withdraw your tokens. If you are not an FTX member and you have no assets on their platform, then you might think about, are your tokens? You know, if are they on a different exchange? If so, maybe you should consider getting a software wallet or a hardware wallet to store your tokens. Because as I have said in the past, if you do not own the private keys, you do not own the crypto. So the FTX, the company, owns the private keys to the wallets on their service. And you as a private consumer can own the private keys to your own personal wallets. I have both hardware and software wallets. I use the Ledger Nano S. There are Ledger makes other wallets, Trezor makes wallets, there's an Elipol Titan wallet, there's a SafePal wallet. I have not used the Elipol Titan or the SafePal wallet S1, but there are videos out there on those. There are multiple different types of software wallets. Some of them are more specific to certain ecosystems like, you know, Ethereum or Cardano. But, and like I have mentioned in other videos, I believe that you should write down where your tokens are, because you may not be able to get them all on a particular hardware wallet because the hardware wallet may not support them. So you may have to use software wallets. I think that this is important for anyone who chooses to invest in crypto. You need to understand the risks and how to mitigate those risks. I look forward to speaking to you about other topics in the future, and make sure that you know, tell me what type of wallets you're using, and, or, you know, ask me, you know, say, hey, Shirley, I got this type of token. You know, if you're having difficulties finding a wallet for it, maybe I can help you find it. But I look forward to talking to you in the future, and have a great day.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to let you know that there is a poll over on YouTube asking where you keep your crypto tokens. Please feel free to go check out the poll and participate. I will be leaving a link in the description.